The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Mahdi Rastani.
Last night we began our discussion on the topic of the significance of the human being amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of these 9 million species that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, when you look at the verses of the Quran, He doesn't speak of the creation of almost any of them. Don't get me wrong, He talks about the animals, He talks about the plants, He talks about the specifics of some of these animals, but rarely, if at all, does He ever talk about the creation of that animal. He talks about other animals, the ant comes up in the Quran, but He doesn't talk about how the ant was created. He doesn't walk you through the step-by-step process of how the species was actually created. But He does that for the human being. For the human being, He's going to step you, He's going to walk you through this process step by step. And as He comes closer to the end of this process, then He says something, He declares something that He never declared for any other species. Out of all these species He created, He only said this for the human being. Huh, this is the last step. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you know what, I'm not going to stop there. This one is so special for me. Let me put it this way. In some ways, you and I are God's favorites. We use the word favorite, it has a negative connotation to it, yes? Because we choose favorites based on personal whim. Someone's hair looks like this, or they have some appearance like, yeah, this guy's my favorite. That's because it's on personal whim, it has no value, yes? But Imam Hussein is God's favorite. But because of a reason, because of merit. You and I are God's favorites, not just because of some weird reason. No, because of merit. There's reasoning behind it. He didn't stop there. Then He said what He said in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 29. He said, هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا. He's the one who created everything on earth for you. Let that sink in. If a human being understands these statements of the Quran, the way he looks at life is completely different now. He's basically saying that 8.7 million you were talking about before, and you were just trying to figure out how you're different from them and all of that. Not only are you different, not only are you the best one, in fact, I created those other 8.7 million for you. You know all those creatures that you don't even know their names? You know all those creatures that you haven't even been able to identify yet? You know all those creatures that you can barely even count? I created all of that for you. That's how special you are. If this was something we read in hadith or here or there, we might have been hesitant about it, yes? But this is word by word what the Quran is saying. I created all of that 8.7 million for you. You're not just a part of the puzzle of creation, brothers and sisters. That's not the role we play. We were the reason why this whole puzzle was put together. You're not just a part of the story of this world. You're the number one character in this whole story. This whole universe, this whole world, all of it was for you. So what does this mean? This means when you go out, you see ants walking on earth, don't take me up on this claim. This is what the Quran is saying, yes? I'm literally translating verses of Quran here. The Quran is saying those ants were created for you. The Quran is saying that flower you saw on the side of the road was for you. The Quran was saying the sky above your head is for you. The Quran is saying this earth you're walking on is for you. The Quran is saying if you see a little worm in the corner of some room, somehow, some way, it was created for you. All of this was for you. And then He took it a step further. And He wanted to make you feel even more special. He said, not only that, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Then he turned towards the skies. Ya Allah, I thought you were done. I thought 8.7 million species, you're done. He said, no. Then he turned towards the skies. فَسَوَّهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ. He made these skies into seven heavens for you. And these are only the creatures that we see. How many creatures are there that we don't even see in the heavens and earth? How many of them are there that are immaterial, that are created for the sake of the human being? How many angels are there? Their job is just to write down your deeds, is some of them to send down your rizq, some of them to protect you, some of them to whisper good things in your ears, some of them to a whole multitude of different tasks. These angels created for who? Created for you. That's how special you are. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all of this that I created, by the way, this nature, I didn't just leave it wild out there. What I did is I did taskhir of all of this nature for you, so you could use it. So you know what I did? I didn't just create the moon and the sun. I created the moon and the sun, and then I did taskhir of it. I brought it at your disposal. I made it such that you could actually use it for your day-to-day life. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. And these bodies of water, I did taskhir of them, so that they don't just come and wash you and end of story. No, they're there and you can manage and you can live with them and you can use it and all of this kind of stuff. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرِ. And the sun and the moon. And I also made the day and night, I put it at your disposal. I tamed it for you. I did all of this for you. And then you look at the human being. You look at you and I. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His way of initiating this relationship with us. Yes? Now you know where you stand in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from His side. Now you come look at it from our side. We're stuck in the basics of our materialistic life. This is the society that we live in. And every now and then you'll find some North Star, some guiding star like Hussein, who will show up and hopefully will grab our hands and pull us out of this animalistic lifestyle that society promotes. This is what the Ahlul Bayt came from. The Ahlul Bayt came to take your and I's hands and say, listen, this is not where you're supposed to be living life. That level where you would just indulge in pleasures, your life has no meaning. No, you're supposed to come higher. You're supposed to elevate yourself. This is how special you are in the eyes of Allah. And this is why when someone rejected the message of the Prophet, it was so painful for the Prophets. This is why the Quran says, حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He can't take it. He can't take it when you reject his message. Why? Because he wants to be right all the time? No, that's you and I. We always want to be right. When we get upset, even when we tell people about religion and faith, yes, I'll say this in religious gatherings, right? Sometimes even when we want to tell other people about religion and faith, and they reject for whatever reason, deep down the reason why we're upset is not because this person is not going to grow, it's because I wanted to be right. And now you're giving me the feeling I'm not right, and now, well, we're going to have to argue for another 2 hours. That's usually what happens. The Quran says the Prophet was haris. The Prophet was not willing to let go. Why? Because he's trying to tell you and I, you have this potential. This is why you were created. The whole universe was created for you, and here you are. Your arrogance doesn't allow you to accept the truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to you and I. This is why the Quran says, Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'ana litashqa. Ya Rasulullah, take it easy. We didn't do this so that you would give up your life just to try to get these guys on the right path. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ. You're almost killing yourself. عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمْ إِن لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفَىٰ. You feel like this is such an unfortunate situation. Can you blame the Prophet though? If Allah created the whole earth for you and the seven heavens for you, and then you lived life and I lived life and I never even realized my potential, would you blame the Prophet if he died out of how unfortunate this situation is? You can't blame the Prophets. He understands the reality of the matter. You and I just have to catch up with our beloved Prophet. With that, inshallah, we will bring tonight's talk to an end.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Azim Alim Halim Hakim Mateen شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.